live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there are further calls on Minister Joe McHugh to appoint a new board to Uddurstrana Gaeltachta without further delay. The Health Minister says he plans to bring a review on bed capacity to government before the end of the month as 43 people await admission to Letterkenny University Hospital today. Searches are ongoing in Strabane for missing person Leslie McHugh. And it's hoped a new social enterprise centre will be delivered in Letterkenny by March 2020. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Health Minister says he plans to bring a review on bed capacity to government before the end of the month. Simon Harris is also proposing to advertise for a head of healthcare reform and agree a date for GP pay talks in a bid to solve the trolley crisis. 551 patients were waiting on beds in hospitals across the country today. 43 of those patients were waiting admission to Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, down one on yesterday's figure. The full capacity protocol was implemented at the hospital on Monday and extended yesterday. Minister Harris says the overcrowding crisis is a long time in the making.
I think it's bizarre that during Celtic Tiger Ireland, when we were building more schools in this country, more roads in this country, nobody thought it would be a good idea to build more hospitals. And in fact, decisions were made when this country had perhaps more money than sense to take hospital beds out of our health system. I'm the minister that's putting them back in. This government is determined to increase bed capacity, but it's not just about bed capacity. It also has to be about reform and doing more in the community.
There are further calls on Minister Joe McHugh to appoint a new board to Uddurstrana Gaeltachta without further delay. Last month, 32 people lost their jobs following the shop closure of SLM Erith Shaw, located in the Gidore Industrial Estate. The agency has been without a dedicated board since last November. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the board has an important role and is responsible for setting the overall strategies and policies of the agency, and the absence of one is simply unacceptable.
The scheduled meeting of the board of Uddurstrana Gaeltachta had to be suspended because no board exists, and it's simply not acceptable in the year that the Taoiseach has dubbed year of the Irish language, that the board for of Uddurstrana Gaeltachta, an agency responsible for the development of the Irish language, not only within the Gaeltacht but right across the country, and responsible for economic generation within the Gaeltacht region, doesn't have a board is not acceptable and wouldn't be tolerated if it was the IDA or Enterprise Ireland or any other agency operating in a more urban setting.
In relation to your correspondence with Minister McHugh and his department, has there been any clarity as to why a board hasn't been reinstated?
No, all we understand is through commentary from the media, and that there was supposed to be, I understand the minister was saying that he would appoint the board before the Christmas recess, and obviously that has come and that has gone, and the holidays are over now, and the minister needs to get back to work and he needs to appoint the board. So we've put down a parliamentary question as to why the board hasn't been put in place at this point in time. You'll remember that Donegal County Council have a nominee on that board, and it's been months since Donegal County Council have appointed or selected their person. But this is about, you know, just proper governance. It isn't a very difficult job to appoint a board. It's something that Minister McHugh has within his gift. And, you know, I'm sure as a result of the public attention that's been brought to this now that he will appoint the board swiftly. But it shouldn't have come to this.
The new Northern Ireland Secretary has promised to help restore devolution during her first visit to Belfast in the role. Karen Bradley is starting her job just over a year since Stormont's power-sharing agreement collapsed. She faces the tough task of trying to unite the DUP and Sinn Féin while averting a return to direct rule from Westminster and dealing with border issues caused by Brexit.
I know there are challenges, but I'm absolutely determined we will find a way through those challenges. We need to deliver devolved government to Northern Ireland as soon as possible, and that's what I'm determined to do.
It's hoped a new social enterprise centre will be developed in Letterkenny by March 2020. The proposed development will be located on land beside the Public Services Centre and served by the Joe Bonner Road, which is due to see substantial progress this year, linking the Port Road and Neil T. Blaney Road. Letterkenny Municipal District has been told that consultations have taken place with existing social enterprise operators, and the final report of a health impact assessment carried out in the proposed building has now been complete. Councillor Kian Brogan says it's an important venture.
There has been an awful lot of engagement with the local community groups, and indeed many people who provide many great social and community services, and it's important that all their contributions are taken on board. These people have been working very hard over the years providing great community service, and I think there's a huge opportunity here for the Social Enterprise Centre to bring so many different people together that I think could improve the health and well-being of many people in this whole area. So all in all, the whole enterprise part of it as well is very, very important, and I suppose it shows that this council is very innovative, so we want to just try and move it on as quickly as possible.
And there is going to be a delicate balance to be struck between, on the one hand, the social element of the centre, which is for the good of the community, and also the enterprise element, which is to try and improve the economy, reaching both those goals without compromising either. It's going to be an interesting few years.
Yeah, but I think we have the right tools available to do that. I think our close proximity to the LYET and the close working relationship that we have with the LYET and seen the success that they've had in the collab, I think their input and their support to it as well will be huge. And indeed working very closely with the HSE on this as well. And indeed some of our younger, middle age and our older people as well. I think we need to accommodate all the needs of these people. I believe this is a huge opportunity, and we can send out a strong message by getting this one right. And it's something that I believe has been long overdue in Letterkenny, in the wider Letterkenny area.
Searches are ongoing in Strabane for missing person Leslie McHugh. The 69-year-old was last spoken to on Saturday evening at around 11 o'clock. Police have confirmed that they have located Miss McHugh's vehicle, but are continuing to appeal to anyone with information which may assist with police inquiries to come forward. Sean McCarry, Regional Commander with Strabane Community Rescue Service, says searches are now concentrated around the River Mourne.
The lady has been missing in the Strabane area, and she has been missing from late on Sunday night into the early hours of Monday morning. Our specialist search teams working along with police have been searching the area and have now focused our search on the River Mourne, down as far as the River Finn and to the River Foyle. So we're having extensive searches going on in that area, ongoing every day from first light right through to after midnight at night.
And we do know police have said that they have found a vehicle in regards to this search as well.
The lady's vehicle was found very early into the search, and we have been focusing our search from that point, and further information has led us to believe that we need to concentrate on the river.
The family of IRA murder victim Brian Stack has accused Gardaí of protecting a Republican informant with details on his death. They say information he gave to the force about the killers is being kept secret at Garda headquarters at the expense of the investigation. Prison officer Brian Stack was shot by the IRA in 1983. His son Austin claims there are crucial files being withheld by a section of the force.
The investigation team have tried to work to get that information, but my understanding is that they have been frustrated from the other section of the Garda Síochána Conaire. They are protecting an informant, and what the investigation team told me was that they had a duty of care to the informant.
Letterkenny Municipal District has been told it will be at least 3 years before any substantial work is done on the Bonagie Link, and the delay should be used to ensure the final route meets future needs. During a lengthy discussion on the issue, Councillor Liam Blaney told members that Letterkenny is projected to grow by 20,000 people in the coming years. If the proposed route is maintained as is, he believes, the new bridge will be in the middle of the town and people will be looking for another new bridge within 20 years. Councillor Blaney says a prediction of movement on the new road by 2021 is optimistic, and it's likely to be the middle of the next decade before any substantial work is done.
I don't believe that there will see any action even by 2021. I think it'd be more realistic, we say, in 2025. At that stage, we're talking about another 3 or 4 years for construction. So we're looking at 2030 possibly. And by 2034, the council has estimated a population increase in Letterkenny town of 20,000 people. So my estimation is that Letterkenny, where the bridge is proposed in Letterkenny and where the road's coming off it over at the roundabout at Bonagie and at the Creamery near Melton Road. That's going to be in the middle of the town, and we're going to end up with just with traffic jams the same as we had.
Concern has been raised over what's been described as a huge increase in illegal dumping at a popular Inishowen amenity. There's been an ongoing problem with fly tipping and littering in and around Lisnagra Woods, located near Moth. However, the issue is said to have escalated in recent weeks. On New Year's Day, locals discovered bags of soiled nappies in the area, while other incidents included household rubbish and building waste. Cathaoirleo of the Inishowen Municipal District Councillor Jack Murray says a number of options can be explored to address the issue.
It's becoming a disgraceful situation. Lisnagra Woods is a beautiful, scenic, wooded area just outside Moff. It's much loved by locals and visitors to the area alike. And unfortunately, there's some individuals who are taking it upon themselves to fly tip in that area, and it's causing great anger and frustration among people who love Lisnagra and use it as a walking area. So I'd be hoping that these people will see sense and stop it. But they should also be aware that there have been a number of prosecutions for people who've been littering in Donegal in recent times, and if they are caught, it'll go through the courts and they will be prosecuted.
Are there any other solutions that can be found to address it in terms of perhaps installing CCTV in the area or things like that?
Yeah, there's a number of options that the litter warden and the Donegal County Council have applied in the past, and CCTV has worked quite well. There's litter cameras been put at different locations, so that is something that can be considered, and it has worked quite well. People have been caught and they've been prosecuted for doing it, so if necessary, then that can be done. But I would hope that these people would see sense before that, but any option should be looked at.
Sport on Highland, brought to you in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for 2018 with a massive New Year sale now on in store and at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five. Time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic games, and the action continues tonight in the McKenna Cup for the North West Counties. Oisin Kelly has more.
Rory Gallagher comes face to face with his former Donegal side tonight as the Fermanagh Chargers travel to Ballybuffet. With 2-1s under their belt, a win for the Erin men would secure top spot in the group and a semi-final place. Donegal have that game tonight and the refix tie with Monaghan to come on Sunday to see out their campaign. Manager Declan Boner says a couple of players are back into the squad for the McCool Park encounter this evening.
Whether they start or not would be another thing, but Owen Brand comes back in the squad, and Leo McLoon hasn't played any football since Neil Connell were knocked out of the championship. He's been in training over the last number of months, and looking forward maybe to getting him game time. Yeah, from that point of view, as I said, I mean, that's what the McKenna Cup's for, and it's getting some of these guys back on the pitch now in preparation for the National League coming up at the end of January.
Throw-in time there is at 8 o'clock, and you can tune Highlands Way from after the 8 p.m. news for live coverage from that tie. The other game tonight in that group is Monaghan against Queens and Castle Blaney. Elsewhere, Tyrone will look to complete their campaign with a 100% record and seal a last four berth. Peter Hart, Ronan O'Neill and Ronan McNabb are the only players to retain their place from the meeting with Cavan at Breffni Park. Cavan themselves need a win to maintain any hope of a semi-final spot. Should Antrim beat St Mary's at Woodlands, they could nick second place. In Group B, Derry host Down at Celtic Park. Just like Donegal, Derry had their game last weekend against Armagh postponed. Damien McAuleen's young side will look to make it back-to-back wins, having beat Ulster University in their first game. Also tonight, the students of Jordanstown play the leaders Armagh at the Athletic Grounds.
Oisin Kelly reporting in soccer. The FAA has say they have not been approached by Stoke City about Martin O'Neill becoming their new manager. That's despite reports saying the Republic of Ireland boss is their number one choice. It's believed O'Neill is now the front runner to replace Mark Hughes at the club after the previous favourite Gary Rowett signed a new contract at Derby County. O'Neill has verbally agreed to a new deal with the FAA but has yet to put pen to paper. Former Watford manager Kiki Sanchez-Flores is also reportedly under consideration. If it is the case that O'Neill goes, the hunt for the new Republic of Ireland manager could begin soon. Roy Keane is seen as the bookie's favourite, but you could also have a flutter on Donegal's 2012 All-Ireland winning manager Jim McGuinness, having confirmed his departure from Chinese Premier League side Beijing Sinbo Guan on Tuesday after hinting of a move closer to home in Europe. The Glenties native has been installed as 33-1 for the job. Elsewhere, the League Cup semi-finals continue tonight, 7 days on from their entertaining 2-2 draw in the Premier League. Chelsea and Arsenal renew rivalries at Stamford Bridge in their League Cup semi-final first leg. Eden Hazard is set to be fit for the Blues after shaking off a minor calf injury, but the game is coming too soon for new Chelsea signing Ross Barkley. The midfielder joined from Everton for £15 million at the weekend, but manager Antonio Conte says he may need to wait to make his debut.
We must be pleased because his physical condition is good. He has started to have the transition with us to understand our idea of football. I think that he needs a bit of time and is a bit of time to work on the physical aspect, on the tactical aspect.
After making his debut in Monday's FA Cup third round game between Brighton and Crystal Palace, VAR, the video assisted referee, will be used once again tonight. Kickoff at Stamford Bridge is at 8 o'clock. And the FA won't take any action against West Brom's Jake Livermore after a confrontation with a West Ham fan at the London Stadium last week. The midfielder's club alleged he went into the stand to respond to a comment about his baby son, who passed away in 2014. The FA's noted the sensitivities around the incident, but Livermore's been reminded of his responsibilities, particularly relating to never entering a supporter's area. In other news, former Liverpool goalkeeper Tommy Lawrence has died at the age of 77. Lawrence made almost 400 appearances for the Anfield club between 1962 and 1971. He helped Bill Shankly's team to win two league titles and the FA Cup. In cricket, the Irish cricket team will play India in two 2020 internationals at Malahide in June. It'll be the first time the sides have met on Irish soil since 2007. The fixtures will come after Ireland's maiden test match against Pakistan in May. In boxing, boxing promoter Eddie Hearn says details of heavyweight world champion Anthony Joshua's next fight are likely to be announced next week. It's understood a unification bout with WBO title holder Joseph Parker could be held in Cardiff in March. And former world champion Amir Khan's ended his feud with boxing promoter Eddie Hearn by signing a 3-contest deal with Matchroom. He'll make his comeback on the 21st of April at Liverpool's Echo Arena, which will be almost 2 years since his last fight. And finally, for this evening, on horse racing, a record equaling 18 Irish trained horses, featuring the 38 entries for the upcoming Cheltenham Gold Cup. Defending champion Sizen John and 2015 winner Connie Gree are among the group. King George, Hero, Might Bite, Q Card, Orduke, and Bristol Demai are also featured. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. Don't forget, Oisin will have commentary from the Donegal game from 8 o'clock this evening with Brenton Devaney. But for the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, cloudy with patches of mist and fog this evening, a mix of clear spells and cloud overnight with light and variable winds and lowest temperatures of -1 to 1 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Health Minister says he plans to bring a review on bed capacity to government before the end of the month. Simon Harris is also proposing to advertise for a head of healthcare reform and agree a date for GP pay talks in a bid to solve the trolley crisis. It's hoped a new social enterprise centre will be developed in Letterkenny by March 2020. The proposed development will be located on land beside the Public Services Centre and served by the Joe Bonner Road, which is due to see substantial progress this year linking the Port Road and Neil Tiblaney Road. Searches are continuing today in Strabane for missing person Leslie McHugh. The 69-year-old was last spoken to on Saturday evening at about 11 o'clock. And concern has been raised over what's been described as a huge increase in illegal dumping at a popular Inishowen amenity. There's been an ongoing problem with fly tipping and littering in and around Lisnagra Woods located near Muff. However, the issue is said to have escalated in recent weeks. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 10th of January. The death has occurred of Pauline McHugh, née Lunny, 7 Ahaloney Road, Caleter, Castledurg. Pauline's remains will repose at her late home from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has occurred at Brindley Manor Nursing Home of James Jim Tinney, 315 Ardbeathen, St. Johnson. His remains will repose at his late residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 1:30, going to the Church of Ireland, Killay Parish Church, Carrigans, for 2 o'clock funeral service, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Brindley Manor Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Kelly Funeral Directors, Oakfield, Raphoe. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The sudden death has occurred in Scotland of Danny Sheridan, Clydebank and Ballybose, Creasla. His remains are reposing at the Co-op Funeral Parlour, Clydebank. Viewing on Friday from 12 noon to 4, on Saturday from 9 to noon and on Sunday from 4 p.m. with rosary at 5 p.m. Removal to St. Stephen's Chapel on Sunday evening for 6 p.m. Funeral Mass there on Monday morning at 10 o'clock with burial afterwards in the Old Kilpatrick Cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu to the Alzheimer's Society, Heart Foundation, Cancer Research and St. Margaret's Hospice. The death has occurred in London of Bill McIntyre, formerly of Derry Heriff, Creasla. His remains will repose at his sister Bridget and Michael McHugh's home at Woodquarter, Cranford, from 6 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church, Creasla, on Saturday at 11 with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. One-way system in operation from Cranford to Milford Road via the waterfall. The death has taken place at her late residence of Philomena Farron, late of Shrove, Greencastle. Her remains are reposing at her sister-in-law Susanna Farron's residence at Shrove. Funeral from there on Friday at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining burial ground. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at his home of Dan O'Connell, 35 New Street, Sion Mills, formerly of Helen Street, Derry. His remains will repose at his son Gerard's home at 60 Beldew Strabane from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred at Dunlow District Hospital of Teresa Gallagher, Ne Carr, Chapel Road, Dunlow, and formerly of Loch Salt and Glasgow. Her remains will repose at Midlands Funeral Home from 6 o'clock this evening, viewing tomorrow at 1 p.m, rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Removal on Friday evening at 5:30 to St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, for 6 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Dunlow Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean Medlin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place at his home of John Francis McGilloway, 116A Ballyarnet Road, Derry, formerly of The Column. Funeral leaving his home on Friday morning at 9:20, going to St. Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place at the Donegal Hospice of Edith Adeline Brown, Ahillard, Letterkenny. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family and friends welcome. Funeral from her late residence on Friday at 1:30 for service at Rymochy Church, Manor Cunningham, at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors, Convoy. The death has taken place at Altmagavan Hospital of Eileen Barron, Ne Devine. Funeral from her home at 124 Racecourse Road, Derry, tomorrow morning at 10 to 11, going to St Bridget's Church, Carnhill, for Requiem Mass at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Margaret Callaghan, 11, Bracken Lee, Mountain Top, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass in St Ewan's Cathedral tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by burial in New Leck Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Charlie McLaverty, Funeral Director, Church Hill and Letterkenny. The death has taken place at Carndonagh Community Hospital of Teresa McGeoghan, Colin, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Frankie McGinley, Lochinure and Annagree. His remains are reposing at his daughter Frances McGinley's home at Lochinure. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow.